Okay, before Tisha B'Av, we were learning the dinim of, after carrying, we learned the dinim of what's called geizes. Geizes is shearing wool. Now, the definition of shearing wool is removing from the body some, or people or animals, it doesn't matter, something that grows on the body that you cut off. Such as hair, nails, wool, anything that grows on a living thing that you shear off.
Lice.
No, we'll see about taking off nits. That, not the living, the lice, but actually the nits. We'll get there soon.
Living, right?
Living animal. Is there geizes on the dead body? We'll see later. Okay, anyway. Now, the concept of melacha is there's a purpose in the shearing of the wool. You want the wool or whatever. Okay, now, biblically, it's forbidden to do what's called geizes. It's called geizes because that's what the Hebrew word of shearing is. When it's done with a vessel, a utensil, which is normally used to cut, to shear. So, for instance, if somebody cuts hair with scissors or with a machine, or they cut the nails with a scissors or a nail clipper, that's the biblical prohibition of geizes. It doesn't need to, it's either animals, people, it doesn't matter. Things that grow on the person, hair and nails, you cut it with a utensil which is used to cut, to shear these things, then it's biblically forbidden. Now, the same thing applies if you remove, let's say, loose or dead skin. Sometimes you can have a little piece of dead skin and you cut it off. That's also the melacha shearing. Plucking feathers from a bird is also the melach of geizes. Now, let's discuss each one individually. Okay, so cutting hair, taking a haircut, trimming a beard or mustache, even shaving legs or arms or anything, or if somebody plucks out, even with their fingers, because that's the normal way of doing it, let's say you have a hair on your head that you don't like and you want to pull it out. Or let's say somebody has a white hair in the black hair. Okay, so they want to pull out the white hair from the dark hair, from the black hair. Now that's normally done. You don't take a scissors to cut. You normally just pull out the white hair. So besides the fact that that's forbidden for a man even during the week. Why is that forbidden for a man to pull out white hair from black hair from white hair? Because that's what's called Le'ilbash Gever. That's what women do. By the way, it's a whole shayla and halacha. Some people want to be a little bit more lenient today. But if somebody, it's nothing to do with geizes. You can't dye, a man cannot dye the hair. Why? Because dyeing the hair is what women do. They don't want to have white hair, so they dye the hair. Some poskim, contemporary poskim, want to be more lenient because today a lot of men do it too. So you can't say anymore it's a din that women do. But nevertheless, there is such a concept. Okay. If somebody tweezes eyebrows, pluck a hair from the nose, or you put on, let's say, here he calls it depilatory agent, like some poison. Years ago, people used to shave. They put powder, like acid, on their face, and it actually shaved. It shaved the hair. So again, that is all biblically forbidden from the Torah for the melacha of geizes. Now, if somebody doesn't do it the normal way of doing it, then it's rabbinic. So we'll see more when it comes to cutting nails and things like that. I'll tell you where it's rabbinically forbidden. If somebody, he's going to talk about it more later, but let's get into this a little bit. If somebody brushes their hair on Shabbos and the hair comes out, so then it's biblically forbidden. No, I'm sorry. It's rabbinically forbidden to do that on Shabbos because you're pulling out hair. So yeah, you're not using a vessel, you're not using a scissors or a razor or a plucker or whatever, but nevertheless, it's still forbidden because you're taking out hair. Now, If somebody uses, by the way, same thing with a comb. Comb or a brush that for sure will pull out hair. So you're not allowed to brush that hair on Shabbos or comb that hair on Shabbos. Now, if somebody uses a very soft brush, let's say, that doesn't take out hair. Or somebody uses a brush, and like this, during the week, sometimes it will pull out hair, sometimes it won't pull out hair. So in that the case, then you're allowed to do it with a brush, because it's not for sure going to happen. It's ainu miskaven. It's not your intention to pull out hair. Your intention is to straighten out the hair or the beard or whatever. It might happen. It might not happen. It's not a psikneisha. So then it would be allowed. But if every time you brush your beard or hair comes out, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We discussed once, and the people that are not as sensitive to Yiddishkeit is going to sound very funny, but it's brought down that Arizal once in Shabbos put his hand on his beard, and he left it there the entire Shabbos. It's brought about the Arizal. He left it there entire Shabbos because he was afraid that if he would take away his hand, because of the sweat on the palm could pull out hair, he was afraid that hair might come out. That's how far. But Arizal was, everything over there was Arizal was a very big tzaddik. We mentioned also an interesting. We noticed that many times by the Rebbe during the Fabrang, many times during the week, or Bechlau, the Rebbe would touch his beard like this sometimes with his hands. But Shabbos, this we saw clearly by the Fabrangin, if the Rebbe ever did it, he did it with a handkerchief. The Rebbe had a bunch of handkerchiefs in his pocket, by the way. He took out a handkerchief and he put the handkerchief over there because then it's soft. Nothing, no hair is going to fall out. There's no pulling of anything. There's no sweat. There's no friction that's going to... So the Rebbe actually would take a handkerchief and go like this with his beard with the handkerchief. So that again, is not an issue. Okay, now, what's with cutting nails? Cutting nails with a scissors or nail clipper, that's biblically forbidden because of shearing wool. Now, what happens if a person bites a nail or tears off a nail, or the same thing, by the way, with a cuticle? So that's rabbinically forbidden. So in other words, a person who bites the nails on Shabbos, a person who bites the nails have to do something on Shabbos that they shouldn't bite the nails, because that's rabbinically called shearing on Shabbos. The only time the Chachamim allowed a person to bite a nail on Shabbos is if the nail is already cut more than halfway and it's painful. So then Chazal say, because it's majority cut off already and because of pain, they permitted the rabbinic prohibition of biting it off or just tearing it with the hand. But if the nail's not cut most of the way, ripped off most of the way, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So they have the right that people that bite the nails a whole week have to be very careful on Shabbos. Maybe they should wear gloves for the whole Shabbos, then they won't come to bite the nails. The same thing is with if somebody has loose skin. Sometimes their cuticle, there's a little bit loose skin or whatever. So people attend this without thinking, they just, rip it off. Well, the bleeding is not a psikneisha. That's not the bigger problem. Is not the bleeding, unless it's for sure going to bleed. But the bigger problem is actually geizus midrabbanim. You're rabbinically removing something that grows in a way that is forbidden. So you have like this. What? Yeah, the same thing is taka chapped lips. If somebody has like loose lips, you're not allowed to put off in Shabbos rabbinically. But it's still forbidden. Bottom line, it's still forbidden. Yeah, a person has chapped lips. You can, let's say, dab on Vaseline. That it shouldn't... or if a person has, a little bit of a loose nail or cuticle, and they could put a Band-Aid over it, that they shouldn't come to take it off. And, things like that. So it's like here, okay. Dead skin, warts, skin blisters, boils... It's all the same thing. If you take it off by hand, it's rabbinically forbidden. So if somebody has a scab, sometimes you're like picking on it, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Because then, again, you're doing rabbinically. If you remove loose skin, then it's biblically forbidden. Biting it off is only rabbinically forbidden. Okay, now, here he writes, I'm sorry with the scab. The halacha of the scab is, because the scab doesn't grow from the skin. You're right, the problem with the scab is bleeding. But the scab, because it doesn't grow from the skin, there's not a din of geizes. Geizes is when it grows from the skin, from the body, and you take it off. But therefore, a scab, but you have to be careful, you might draw blood. So in other words, in simple English, if the scab is ready to come off, then it's not going to bleed, because it's already healed. If the scab is not ready to come off, and you take off the scab, as we know, you're going to make a bleed. And that's a shailav, shchita, whatever, other different melachas of bleeding. That you also can do. Okay, plucking feathers, not everybody does here. Okay. Now, in order to brush the hair on Shabbos, it says like this. You have to make sure the soft bristles, okay, that don't pull any hair. And, in other words, another thing is like this. If a person's brushing their hair, even with a soft brush, but they hit a knot in the hair, so then you have to stop. Because if there's a knot in the hair and you're going to brush it, inevitably you're going to pull out the hair, which is forbidden. Okay, you can only do a little thing. It should be a separate brush. Okay, now the Poskim write, even if you want to use, let's say, a special hairbrush on Shabbos, but you should have a separate brush for Shabbos. Because the one that you use during the week, same thing they write about a toothbrush. If you want to brush your teeth on Shabbos, remember we learned the ways you're allowed to do it, but you need a separate Shabbos toothbrush. Because the weekday toothbrush, which is used with toothpaste, which is forbidden to use on Shabbos, or a brush that you pull out hair from, so it's called Uvdin Dechel. It's not the, so you need a special Shabbos brush. As long as it's not going to rip it out. You know, you can go like this.
Yeah.
That's not going to rip out hair. But if you're going like this, you know. If you go like this, nothing's going to happen.
Is it a problem
with brushing teeth on Shabbat? Well, the issue is like this. If your gums bleed when you brush, you're not allowed to. Because then you're bleeding. Toothpaste, you can't use because you're smearing. It's called mamareach. You're smearing, which is not allowed. Many people say people should not brush teeth Shabbos. Many people hold you're allowed to brush teeth on Shabbos. Again, providing the teeth will not for sure bleed. You don't use toothpaste. You can use liquid toothpaste or mouthwash. And those that permit brushing teeth on Shabbos, if you have a Shabbos stick of brush, let's say, and you use a little mouthwash. In Israel, they sell Shabbos toothpaste, which is liquid, basically. Or tooth powder, by the way. They have tooth powder. I haven't seen it. When we were growing up, they used to have to, no, remember they used to have tooth powder? Us old guys. They used to have sell tooth powder, remember. A lot of people use tooth powder. They put the powder on the brush, and then they brush the teeth like that. That you could do. In the vodka? Well, the problem is, if you brush your teeth in the bathroom, I would suggest you drink some vodka before you brush your teeth outside of the bathroom, make a bracha. Because once the vodka is in your mouth, you're probably going to want to swallow it. That's not a good idea in the bathroom without a bracha. So, okay.